part of my morning devotion this morning. I felt the Lord wanted us to share this. It was something that some notes I made, a lot of notes, but this is just portion of the notes I made. But I think this will help us as workers and as Christians. And then, like I said yesterday, it will pay you to really be actively engaged. I mean, open your ears. Jesus said, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." You know. So if you're here, please make it worthwhile. Make it worthwhile. That's what I'm saying. So we're talking about living healthy spiritually. Living what? Healthy spiritually. 1 Timothy 4:16. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, "Take heed unto thyself. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this particular thing, you will save yourself and them that hear. You know, we read this scripture so often, but it has very deep meaning there. The two things, the first two phrases says, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. So two things you take care of. First of all, is take heed unto yourself. And number two is what you believe. The doctrine is your belief system, what you believe. He said, when you take care of these things, then you save yourself and then those that you are leading. You know, we know it takes a healthy person to produce a healthy person. It takes a spiritually healthy person to also produce a spiritually what? Healthy person. If you are not spiritually healthy, you are going to transfer your shortcomings to people that you lead, that you teach. If you are doctrinally unsound, you are likely to teach unsound doctrine to people you teach in the Sunday school. If you have emotional issues, if you have issues in your life that you are not able to deal with, it shows up. It really shows up. I was telling the prayer group, I said, do you know, when someone begins to lead prayer, sometimes you know their problem. You don't have to ask. It will seep out in what he's doing. You see it seeping out like, you know, if you are discerning, you just know this is the problem he has. It's a sign of immaturity. It's a sign of immaturity because you shouldn't drag your personal things to a place where you're ministering to the body of Christ. It should be totally separate. So, you know, that's what happens. So when you are spiritually unhealthy, it will seep out and it will affect people that you lead. So it's important that a Christian leader is spiritually sound, doctrinally sound. And that doesn't mean you are perfectly okay. Nobody has walked on water yet. But it means that you know how to live this life, to separate the self from the spirit. Can I hear amen? Amen? There are two ways we live our lives. And what you are sharing will help you in every aspect of your life. It's not just in teaching Sunday school or anything. It will help you in so many areas of your life. There are two ways we live our lives. Number one is we live in the flesh, which we normally call carnal life. We all talk about carnality, but that's a fact. And you know, a carnal life begets a carnal life. A carnal person breeds carnal followers. And the Bible tells us exactly what living in the flesh is. In Romans 8:5. In Romans 8:5, he said, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, they set their minds on the things of what? The Spirit." So to live a carnal mind is to live a spiritually unhealthy life. And it's a product of your heart. The character you see, the life you see you live, is a product of the type of seed inside of you. That's why I was saying one of these days we're doing Bible studies that it is good to remind Christians about sin and the consequences of sin. But that does not solve the what? The problem. It's good. It has some benefit to it. And we should do that from time to time. It's the Bible teaches that. We should do that. It's proper. It's good teaching. It's sound teaching. People should be warned. But if that is as far as we go, we have not touched the root of the issue. Because what is producing, what you are seeing in your character is coming from within you. And there is a seed that is producing that. And unless that seed is uprooted and replaced with another seed, no matter how I warn you about sin, that seed will continue to produce. No matter how I tell you sin is bad, you can cry here. But unless that seed producing that thing is uprooted and replaced with another seed, your life will still be a product of that same seed. What that kind of thing will do to you is you will now begin to manage it so that when you come before me because I've warned you, you appear good. But if I'm not around, be yourself. Praise the Lord. So the carnal character you see is from within. Jesus said that what we do is from within the man. That's what he said. So there is a seed that produces carnality. Can you say it with me? And if you are living a carnal life, you will lose battles too. You don't win battles with carnality. It's not going to happen. You lose battles to sin, number one. You lose battles to Satan, you lose battles to everyone. You can't win battles with a carnal life. A carnal life is a product of a seed from human beings. It is a product of a seed from human beings. The source is human being. It's not from God. It is the word in you that is coming from your own wisdom. It is your interpretation of life that is coming from your own wisdom. It is this wisdom that says, unless I see, I will not what? Believe it. That's basically what it is. It is a life that's lived leaning on human understanding. And the devil preys on it a lot. So every aspect of my life that's not aligning with Christ is a product of a seed. And that's why the Bible says, when you renew your mind, you transform your life. And renewing means to take out what is there and make it new. Trying to change is just a waste of time. It's just a waste of time. The only way you can change, take out the seed. Jesus said, make the tree good, then the fruit will be good. As simple as ABCD. You don't change by determination. You don't change by saying, oh God. If that leads you to removing the seed, that will help you a lot. But it won't go far if what is producing that then is stay there. So the carnal life is a product of human thinking, human wisdom, human interpretation of God, human interpretation of Bible. Human interpretation of life that essentially is based on what he sees, what he feels, what he thinks, his opinion. And you can be very zealous and be very carnal at the same time. So now the Bible tells us what that carnal life does, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. No, he said to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life. Which means, if you are living this kind of carnal life, your fellowship with God will be very poor. Extremely poor. I've said it here. A lot of people have issues with hearing God. God talks to us all the time. The easiest thing is to hear God. Because God is a good father. But when you are carnally minded, your fellowship with God will be so poor that your connection with God will be so poor. Like telephone that has a problem. Because God is looking this way and you are looking this way. So two of you are not connected. You want God to speak to you through what you see. And God says, that's not what I don't work like that. I remember one preacher, a very popular preacher, went to God. He said, Lord, what? You're not talking to me like you talk to Susu. God said, we're not speaking the same language. He said, my word is a word of faith. You live by your wisdom. So we can't communicate. When I speak, you don't hear. And the one you're speaking, I'm not interested in. So we don't communicate. Our fellowship is impaired. That's what they say. If you follow this kind of mindset, your fellowship with God will be impaired. And believe you me, you pay a great price for it. You are going to pay tremendous price for it. And he says it's enmity against God because he doesn't agree with what God is saying. You can say what God is saying, no. I'm not, you can verbalize, bra, 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 but his heart is far from it. He doesn't believe it. But he can say it because they say it. It's a Pentecostal language, but he doesn't believe it 1 second. In his heart is another set of things that he believes. That's not from God, but it's from him. So that's what produces all the works of the flesh. Everything you see, the works of the flesh, is the product of a seed that is carnal seed that is coming from men, that is of man, of the mind, of the human understanding. That's what it is. Again, I'm not saying the person may not be. You may have all the palaces of Pentecostals. You may read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and still be a carnal person. The Bible talks of ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. You can read it all. You can't read it. Yeah, the Jews used to carry it, they quote it all the time, but they ended up not knowing even the righteousness of Christ. They didn't know it, but they read all those things all the time. So reading is not, it's important, but that's not what will make it happen. So those done in the flesh cannot please God because they're not walking by faith. You can't please God if you don't have faith in his word. Faith in his word is as a result of revelation or spiritual truth. So you now see what you can believe. But on the other side, there's nothing to believe except what you think you should believe that is coming from you. And that's not faith in God. And without faith in God, you can't please God. It's not possible. God said it's impossible. And it's easy to understand because the carnal mind does not depend on what God is saying. So how can he trust God? He might say, I have faith in God, but he doesn't. Because the Jews came to Jesus and said, what are you telling us? He said, hey, Abraham is us, is our father. What they're saying is that we know what we are doing. We're highly connected. What are you talking about? Jesus said, no, you don't know who you are. You are of your father what? The devil. Because you're about to kill me now. He said, because I brought you the truth and you're not accepting the truth. So you're about to kill me, being motivated by Satan. He said, you are doing the will of your father. What he tells you to do, that's what they're going to do right now. And they say, who wants to tell you? You say, yes, because I told you the truth. Word from God. You are not accepting it. You are interpreting it from your own wisdom. You say, you don't have the word of God in you at all. That's why the devil is using you. Brother, I'm telling you what is serious. It's so unfortunate that Christians do not know the dynamics of Christian life. And because we don't understand the dynamics, we think it's the same thing as Moses and the law. It's not the same. The world apart. It's like, I don't know how to begin to make it. It's like the light and darkness. Don't even, and a lot of people don't understand it. And because we don't understand it, we teach laws and more laws that didn't change the Pharisees. It didn't change them. Praise the Lord. So now, as a Christian leader, what is a spiritual life? A spiritual life is a very simple thing. A spiritual life, when you live a spiritual life, is a life that is lived based on the word of God. It's a life that is lived based on faith in the word of what? God. It's a life that says, if I don't see it, it doesn't matter. If God says it, that's the truth. And I'll believe it as what? Truth. That's a spiritual life. That's a life that lives by faith. And that's a life that pleases God. Because that life does not set aside what God is saying. That life makes what God is saying centrality of his thinking. So the word, the seed in him is from God and produces the life of God naturally without effort. So if you want to change, you replace the seed you have with the one that is from who? From God. And it will produce naturally the life of God without effort. No effort. Now, look at what the Bible tells us. Mark 4:26. So is the kingdom of God. If a man should cast seed into the ground, and now, when the Bible uses the word seed, normally it's talking about the word of God. Most of the time. So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed and the what? The seed should spring and grow up. What is springing up? Come on. What is springing up? The seed. It's not you. It's not you. It's not your effort. It is that seed that is springing up. Every seed springs up. If it's from man, it will spring up and produce the life of man. If it's from God, it will spring up and produce the life of God. I'm pretty sure you see why the Bible says, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Because the seed in you will produce a different life that is controlled by a different desire altogether. Are you following what I'm saying? Huh? Okay, so it says, and should keep sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up. Somebody say, let us say, the seed shall spring up. Say it aloud. Say it louder. It said, will spring and grow up, and he knoweth not how. 28. For the earth bringeth forth fruit on herself. First the blood, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. He's teaching us about life in the spirit, life in the kingdom, life in Christ. He says, like a seed, you sow it into the ground. Say, this is the way it works. It will bring up. Where is the seed? Where the corn that you see? Where is the life of it? The seed. Where is the life of Christ we take in? The seed. The word of God. The Bible says we are saved by incorruptible seed. By the incorruptible seed. So now it says, and then verse 30, Jesus was again teaching. And he said, why not shall we liken the kingdom of God again? And then brethren, look up here. When you talk of the kingdom of God, you're talking of life in Christ. Jesus is the kingdom. You are talking of this life, this world that is the kingdom of God, that God created for us. And the Bible told us we live it in Christ. It's in him we live. It's in him we move. It's in him we have what? So if we're in the kingdom and we're in Christ, what life is he describing? Life in Christ. That's what he's saying. He says this, and why not shall we liken the kingdom of God again? Or with what comparison shall we compare? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth, that when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs and shooteth out greater branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. It's talking about the seed of the word that you sow in your heart, and it can produce so much. Praise the Lord, somebody. Look at 1 John 3:9. I want us to read 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God, whosoever is born of God, 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God does not sin. Why? Is he the seed? Is he the seed? Why is he not sinning? Because he has a different seed that produces a different life. Because the seed remains in him. And he cannot sin because he has been born of God. He said the seed remains. The word of God, the gospel he had, remains in him. And is producing a different type of life. The The reason he cannot sin is not because of his laws he knows. It's there is a seed in him that's producing a different type of what? Life. That's the reason. He said the seed of God remains in him. Remaineth there. Jesus said, let my word dwell richly. It remains. It has to remain. It has to be there. Because if you put the seed in the ground, you have to water it and keep it there. Otherwise, if you remove it, it won't produce anything. Isn't it so surprising how we push people to change and there is no seed being sown? Because we think that the person can change. But God says, no, the reason he will not sin is because my seed is in. So if I want you to change, the best thing I can do is to give you the seed to sow your heart. How many of you are following with us? And that is not just character, church. That's healing. That's prosperity. That's everything. It's not just character. You want to sow the seed to produce prosperity, produce healing, produce character, produce the life of God, produce authority. He says this tree, when it produces, birds come under the shadow. Which means your life will bless so many people. They come under your shadow. Oh boy. Are you following what I'm saying? They come under your shadow. You're a Sunday school teacher. People are coming under your shadow now. But supposing they come and the tree, the seed that you are producing is not the one of God. You corrupt them. So, how is this lived? Now we take a seed. We take a seed. Can this represent a seed? Does anybody have orange or something? Orange? Nobody. Okay. Can this represent a seed? Right? Let's just assume this is a seed, right? Right? And the only seed that can produce is the seed of God. Right? And that seed is the word of God. Right? And what did the Bible tell us about the word of God? In the beginning. Good. Thank you. That's why I love children. They are awesome. Seed. Man, this is awesome. I'll give you a prize later. Not today. Remind me on Sunday, I'll give you a prize. That's beautiful. Seed. What is this? Seed. What is it? Orange, right? If I want orange, and I go and bring mango and soup, and I'm expecting orange, is it not craziness? Where would the orange come from? That's what Jesus is saying. If you want the tree, if you want this fruit to be good, change the tree. Change what produces it. And then the fruits will be naturally good. So now this is the seed. The Bible says the seed is the word. In the beginning was what? And the word was what? And the word was who? Jesus Christ. When the Holy Spirit writes things, he's not writing it for joke. He's writing it to show you something. So that you are not confused. And then Christ came, the Bible says he brought us the truth, which is the word. And the Bible said in him is the truth. Can somebody shout hallelujah? In him what? Is the truth. And he said you have to eat the Son of Man. You have to sow me. I'm coming into you to live. And he said, it's the incorruptible word, incorruptible seed, the gospel. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. The incorruptible seed that saved us from, because how did he save us? We had this corruptible seed, and God brought the incorruptible and took out the incorruptible. And he told us, this is the one, and he sowed this incorruptible, and the incorruptible produces incorruptible. But the corruptible produces what? Corruptible. Let me say it again. My life, your life. Every carnality we are showing is as a result of a seed. If that seed is not taken away, I don't care how many times you read the laws of Moses, you'll still be producing it. There's nothing you can do about it. You may come to church and act churchian and Pentecostalian, But within a space of 24 hours, 48 hours, that seed will be showing. I'm not kidding you. Because a seed was produced. Praise the Lord. So now, let me show you the seed of Christ that God gave us, and I'll be done. Praise the Lord. Number one, the gospel is the incorruptible seed that we have to sow. What is the truth of the gospel? What is it telling us? And again, the reason I said you can read the whole Bible and still not change is that except the Holy Spirit reveals this truth to you, you will not know it. You will not know it. You will know it. So it's not something you see with your natural eyes. It's something you see with your eyes of understanding. Unless the Spirit of God opens your eyes and teaches you directly, you will not understand it. I can be saying things to you, it will be Greek. Because your eyes are not open. The gospel is a mystery. Paul says in Galatians chapter 1, he said, I did not receive it from man. It doesn't come from man. People can preach the gospel, but ultimately it doesn't come from man. It comes from God. Jesus said, nobody knows the Son except the Father, and to whom the Father will show. And he said to Peter, you know, flesh and blood did not reveal me to you, because flesh and blood cannot know me. Can't know God with the wisdom of man. The Bible said, by wisdom the world cannot know God. It has to come from the Holy Spirit. And if you are teaching and people don't understand you, don't be mad. There was a time you two didn't understand. You just be patient. One day their eyes will what? Pop up. You may be there, may not be there, their eyes will pop up. Because God is faithful to make us know. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Come on, I said praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. The pastor that called me, I was discussing, he said, Pastor, wow. He said, this is amazing, it's amazing, it's amazing. And started to tell me the fruit this thing is bearing. I said, that seed produces fruit anywhere it is sown. And you can't kill it. Once you sow it, water it. It has to be watered. That's, I'm not teaching that today. It has to be watered. If you hear the gospel once, the seed is sown. You hear twice, you are watering it. That's why it's important to hear and hear. And the more you are hearing, the more you are watering. People, I've had it before. No, it's not enough. You need to water it. If you don't water it, you forget it. You need to water it. And so, if the truth is the gospel, brethren, and it is the gospel, the word of God is the gospel, Jesus is the word, is it not to come and say, what is the gospel saying? Because that's the incorruptible seed, that if I sow, it will produce incorruptible life. Number one, the gospel is telling us that our sins are what? Forgiven. I didn't hear you. Our sins are what? Forgiven. Again, the carnal man will say, no, because by my eyes I'm seeing what I'm doing. See, he's walking by his own wisdom. That's his interpretation of life. But what did God say? Hebrews 10:40. What did God say? What seed are you supposed to put in there? See what God said. For by that one offering, oh, somebody shout hallelujah. For by that one offering, he forever made perfect those who are being made holy. And the Holy Spirit also testifies. Now, this is what God, the wisdom of God, this is the seed you sow in your heart. This is the seed. Remember what I said? I said the carnal man was by his wisdom. These things are foolish to him. So, if you say, hey, your sins are forgiven, immediately his carnal man switches to the natural things. And what he sees, he said, that's not real. How can that be? Because I know who I am. You don't know who you are. You're ignorant of who you are. That's your problem. You are listening to your mind. And that seed, carnal seed you have, as long as you don't uproot it, will always make you be defeated. Because it will give you guilt, condemnation, and lack of faith, and lack of boldness. There's no way you will succeed with it. It's not going to work. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. The devil will pummel you into submission and sin will dominate you every day of your life. That's not, you can't do anything about it because that's what you accept, that's what you believe, that's what you see. Amen. Now, this is the wisdom of God. 15. And the Holy Spirit also testified to that this is so. For he says, brethren, this is the seed. This is the new covenant I will make with my people on that day. Has he had this covenant with you? Okay, what is the covenant? Says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts, which means he pours the love of God in us, which is the new covenant law. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them in their minds. Then he says, I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds. And when sins have been forgiven, there is no need to offer any more sacrifice. Is that the seed of God? Do you know that many people find it hard to accept it? If you don't accept this, I don't know what you're going to accept. And the Bible says, because of the offering on the cross. Somebody shout hallelujah. So the carnal mind rejects it because it's in enmity with God. It will not accept it. It's in enmity with destiny. It will not take it. It's not God, no, no. It's in enmity. That's what the Bible says. It says the carnal mind cannot accept the things of God, cannot understand it. It's in enmity. It's in contrary and working against. But the spiritual mind says, did God say that? Yeah. Whoa. Hallelujah. The seed in my heart, it's true. Praise the Lord. And that seed begins to build confidence and faith in him. And by his faith, he begins to overcome things. He begins to overcome things. Somebody shout hallelujah. When he goes to God, he goes boldly with confidence and faith. He's receiving from God. He's receiving help. He's receiving revelation. He's receiving more and more. Because the one that was giving him, he took it, and God is giving him more. Am I shooting over your head? But he started by taking the seed. It looks foolish. The Bible said this thing looks foolish now. Carnal minds don't ask. It works against God's grain. God is cultivating this way. They are cultivating this way. Because in their natural sense, it doesn't make sense. What I'm telling people tonight is a serious thing. If God doesn't open your eyes, you will read this thing, you think. Then you give it your own interpretation from human mind. And the thing will keep you in bondage, keep you defeated, because the seed, the truth that you should know and be free, you are rejecting it. So where will freedom come from? See, you continue in that character because the seed you have is from man. You're producing all that. How many of you get what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Again, what did God say? What did God say? What did God say? God says, see, you are free. You are free. God says, I've given you freedom. Sin shall not have dominion. But how can he not have dominion over you when you don't accept the seed so that you produce freedom? You shall know the truth. And what will come as a result? Freedom. But the seed is being told you, hey, sin has no power over you. You've been set free from sin. Yeah, I know. But somewhere in your mind, I said, if I'm free, why am I doing this? See, you want to see before you. That's the carnal mind. The carnal mind wants to see before you say, yeah, I think I'm now free. And Jesus said, no. Take the seed in first. Praise the Lord. They said, no. Take the seed in what? First, so it will produce freedom. You take the seed, it will produce freedom. They say, no, I want to see freedom before I will take it. They say, no, no. It is that seed that will produce your freedom. Take it in first now. When you are bound, that's when you take the seed in now. And say, yeah, if God says it, that's true. I'm free. As a man think it now. Am I shooting over your head? I will lick this orange after. Ephesians 1:7. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased, I will stop by 8:30. That will be 35 minutes. Yeah. When am I supposed to stop? Oh, 9? Really? Can I lick my orange first? But are you getting anything at all? Come on, tell me, are you getting something? Is it making sense? Now, Ephesians 1:7. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. So if somebody is bound, the reason he's bound is that the seed he has is producing bondage. So you tell him, hey, let me give you another seed that produces freedom. Believe the truth, and the truth will produce what? Freedom. He said, hey, do you know you are free? He said, no, Pastor, I know. I praise God, I know. I know. Immediately you go, he starts to say, I'm free, see me bound. See, it's a carnal-minded person. The thing that is keeping him bound is the lie that is in his heart. That's the lie that's producing that life. And the lie is from Satan. Because God says, I've set you free. Satan says, no, you are not free. And Satan says, you know my proof? See your life. Open your eyes, see it. And God says, no, don't walk by sight. Walk by faith. He said, no, God, I'm walking by what I see. And God said, then our fellowship is being affected. You are cutting off from me because two cannot work together now. You agree. You are not agreeing with me. I've told you that I've set you free. But since you want to see before you believe, this carnal mind will lead you to death and destroy you. And you will never be free. You and whatever will be fighting all the time. And the slightest talk, what you believe will come out of your mouth. Hey, you know my own is, in fact, our own is a... You know, in our family, it runs in our family. You know what is coming out of you is what you have in your hand. It's your faith that you are speaking out. And Jesus said, it shall be to you. Yeah, so what is killing you is the seed you have. That's all. And somebody else comes along and said, I have the seed of God, the seed of God, the seed. Remember, the Bible says, because he has the seed of God, he does not commit what? Said, I have the seed of God, I'm free. And the devil said, how can you say you're free? Look at your life. He said, no, we don't walk by sight. We're in Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. No. In the world, they walk by sight. There's another world in which I live. We walk by our spirit. That's life in the spirit. We don't walk by sight. We walk by our spirit. We walk by spiritual realities. We walk by our spirit. We don't walk by sight. I feel bound. I sense bound, I sense all these things. But brethren, I am free. I am free. I am free. What's my evidence? God said it. The seed is in me. And you can do that for sickness. You can do that for air. I don't care what that thing is. It's your seed that's reproducing, nothing else. The Bible says renew your mind and transform your life. That's simple as that. There's no long story about it. You want to prosper. Sow seeds in your life about prosperity. You see it working. Your life starts transforming. But you won't sow seed and you're praying. Go and get it, let me see. Jesus said, before you pray, let my word what? Sow the seed first. So God will see what he can prosper. You didn't sow any seed and you're praying. What's the seed that prayer? I'm praying. I'm doing navigating. Half of the way you sleep. There's no faith, nothing. You're still walking in the flesh. Praise the Lord. And Ephesians 4:24. Put on your new nature, brethren. Created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Truly righteous. That's your new nature. That's who you are. The Bible says in Christ we live and move and have our being. So you got to believe what God said. This is your being. My brother, come. Please come. Let's just settle this thing. Who is he? We know him now. What's his name? If you're going to get his name, he will. You are our wife. We'll take you home. Did he get it right? Otherwise, tomorrow you use Weber and send out. Who is he? Come on, talk to me. Who is he? That's who he is, right? And this identity confirms whatever he owns. His name is there. His house, his car, his driver's license, his bank account. It is this name that is attached to all of them. Am I right? He shows up in the bank, and then somebody says, "You know, you are not Eze Ndokwe. You are now Brother Suji." Wait a minute. He goes to the bank and says, "Yeah, I'm Mr. Suji." They said that their name is not attached to this. It's not just gathering. Brethren, that's what the devil does to us. God says, "I've made you a new creature. Your name is attached to this thing. You have new nature. You have my nature. It's created in true holiness and in true what? Righteousness." And the devil says, "No, sir. That's not your being. Watch what look by your eyes and walk by sight. Can I mind the person? You open your eyes and say, how can I be righteous? How can I be? Mr. Make people come and see. If you tell them, they'll come and see." Okay? The seed you are sowing is from men. It's your mind. And what it will breed is carnal life. What it produces is the works of the flesh. All of it. And you wonder why you are struggling and hiding it. Because you are carnally minded. He's breathing carnally. He's breathing the works of the flesh, all of it. But now you say no. Thank you, my brother. You say no. I'm not that. Oh, praise the Lord, church. I'm not that. Then you do what Paul said. 2 Corinthians 5:16. So we have stopped evaluating others from human point of view. You stop evaluating yourself from human, because that evaluation coming from human point of view is what is keeping you in trouble. It is word that is coming from men. It is that seed that is creating your problem. You have no other problem except the seed you have and is sown by men. Whatever is of the flesh will profit you nothing. The seed in you, Jesus said, make sure the light in you is not dark. It's not... I said 2 Corinthians, they put chronic. They have a different seed. Now, you see, that illustrates this. You know, what I said is not what he had. So what he produced is different from what he said. So what, when God says something and you don't hear, you hear another one, you produce what you had. What he had is chronic. He showed us chronic. It illustrates what I'm saying, very simple. Now you get what I'm saying now. Is this helping anybody here? Let me tell you, you can get healed though. If you put the seed of healing and keep watering it, you won't even know when the sickness disappears. Because it will produce after its time. Praise the Lord. So Paul said, we have stopped, which means we used to. We have stopped evaluating others from human point of view. Sir, can you stop evaluating yourself from what you see? That is carnality. The information you want to use with your sight is what will finish you. It is the seed of men. Bible says, if it be of men, it will fall. But if it be of God, you can't bring it down. And what is of God? If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have. What kind of creature? Created in holiness and... And you say, yeah, that's the seed of God. I'm taking it. You sow it. You get what it produces? It produces that life of righteousness and holiness. They say, no. Ah, how can I say I'm righteous? Because you see, unless I believe, unless I see, I will not believe. When will you now be righteous? You will never be. You've been a Christian 20 years. You still are not. Because the seed you are not accepting. Brethren, let me say it again. The reason he doesn't commit sin is because the seed of God abides him. The seed is the truth in Christ. The life of Christian is the life in Christ. It's the life in Christ. Anywhere you see in him, you are so. That's the seed you should sow. Say, yeah, that's the seed that produces this. And then Proverbs simply wraps this up for us. Amen. I said amen. Proverbs 4:20 wraps it up very well for us. Then I'm done, and I go take my honorarium from Sunday school. My wife is laughing at me. My honorarium is my wife. Proverbs 4:20. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words, the seed. Don't listen to your mind. Don't listen to your human interpretation. If I say so, that's the truth. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. What else is there? Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep what? Sow it inside. 22. For they bring life to those who find them. Aha! So you see, that's finding. You see now, that's finding. You see now. That's finding is called revelation. If you are not interested in looking for it, you won't have the revelation. Because God does not give his treasure to people who trample, what you call it. Unless your heart begins to thirst and crave. Proverbs chapter 2 said, if you seek it like silver and gold, and you call it a treasure, then God will pop your eyes open. You'll find it. And when you find it, it begins to produce life. The seed, produce life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Proverbs 4, 20, 21, 22. No, that one is Proverbs, in Proverbs 2 something. I will give it to you in the house, don't worry. Upon certain conditions. There's no free lunch in America. But did you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you find it. If you what? Which means there's a looking for. There's a searching for. Paul said, hey, all my life, I'm devoted to knowing who? Christ. He was seeking, and the man had abundance of revelation. God began to pop that man's eye open, and mysteries of the kingdom was being revealed to him that Peter and others didn't see. He told us about Mary, told us about what happened when Jesus died and went to heaven and the details of it. Incredible revelation. Because somebody sought it. He said, all I want to know is to know Christ. That was my, he was seeking. And God not only gave him revelation, gave him even experience, took him to heaven. So when we desire to have revelation, we must know that the truth is in Christ. In him is hid all the what? Treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So if you want the truth, you go to Christ. You find Jesus in him. Every revelation Paul had was something that happened through Christ. Praise the Lord. I'm done. So every issue you have, change the seed. That's all you do. Find the scripture. That's a seed you are going to sow and water it. Let me warn you. You see, once you find the truth, the devil will try to come and steal it. He's a thief. He will fight to come and say, it's not working. It's not working. I will make things. If you want to look by side now, come on, walk by side. He said, no. I water this thing. This is true. That's fight of it. You see. And then you win it. And the thing begins to produce. Hundredfold. And then base others come under the shadow. And enjoy what God is doing to you. I'm done.